From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament being held this year in Brooklyn, New York, is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Having fun yet?
I'm having a blast.
I bet. You know, I saw an interesting word on the front page of the New York Times this past week. It was in an article written to remember the late William F. Buckley.
Uh-huh.
And they called him a sesquipedalian spark.
Yeah.
Of right. Now, I don't remember the last time I saw sesquipedalian in a headline, but it means what characterized or given to the use of long words.
Right.
And apparently he was someone who, according to Doug Martin's article, marshaled polysyllabic exuberance.
He was a master at that, but it was always the perfect word. He wasn't just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly how it was to be used.
Amazing. Well, you gave us a challenge last week for our radio listeners to work on, and would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said take the name Seattle. The letters in the odds position spell Sate, S-A-T-E, and I asked you to think of another U.S. city name in seven letters in which the letters in the odd positions spell a common four-letter exclamation. What is it?
What was your answer?
Well, I'll tell you a funny answer first. A couple people sent was Abilene, and the letters in the odd position spell A-I-E-E, which I can imagine someone yelling. And it's been pointed out to me that England, not a U.S. city name, but England, the letters in the odd position spell E-G-A-D, which I thought was amusing.
Uh-huh.
But the intended answer was Chicago, and the letters in the odd position spell Chow.
Chow.
A-A-O.
Well, we had over 2,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Chris McKibben from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
What do you do in Charlottesville?
I'm a lab technician.
Mm-hmm.
The University of Virginia.
All right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Actually, just about a month.
You're kidding.
What? I just found the podcast online. So
oh.
Downloading that.
Ah, and you were brave enough to send in an entry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave it a shot.
All right. Well, you've only been playing for a month, so you know what happens next, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's
hot seat. It's fun time is what it is.
Sure.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Chris. Let's play.
All right, Chris, today's puzzle is called Boston Talk. I'm going to give you clues for two words. Each ends in an unaccented vowel sound, as in tuna. Change that sound to an er, and you'll get a new word that answers the second clue, like tuner. So if the clue were piano repairman and sandwich fish, you would say tuna and tuner.
Gotcha.
All right,
this isn't going to help me with my Massachusetts accent. You know that.
This is early in, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's number one, the capital of Peru and a monkey-like animal.
Let's see, that would be Lima and lemur.
And a lemur is right. Number two is food from heaven and a fancy home.
Any help, Leanne?
Yeah, do you remember in the Bible that food that came down from heaven?
No.
No. It was manna.
Oh, yes.
Manna.
All right.
A fancy home would be a manor.
Manor.
Gotcha.
Try this one. Latin for earth and extreme fright.
Terra and terror.
Good. A deep-toned instrument and a potato, for example.
Deep-toned instrument. Tuba.
That's right.
Yeah, tuba, tuber. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Never heard of a tuber, but okay.
Good one. A line dance. And a kind of eel.
A line dance.
A line dance. A dance where everyone be arranged in a long line. Hmm. Kicking.
Kicking?
And don't you put your hands on the hips of the person in front of you.
Okay, that's the rumba, right?
Oh, no, it's the conger. Conga here. It's the conga.
That's good. It's the conga and a conger.
Conger eel. Oy.
Good one. Member of an old Andean empire and part of a printing press.
Inca?
Yes.
Anchor. Okay.
Anchor, part of a printing press. Good. Old Italian currency and one who looks salaciously.
Lira, lira.
Good. Try this. Disaster relief organization and the thigh bone.
Femur.
That's fast. Title girl in a 1959 Ritchie Valens hit. And one of Santa's reindeer.
Well,
I'm guessing you're too young to know Ritchie.
Yeah, I'm working backwards.
What's that?
Sure,
no. He's working backwards.
Did you get the Santa's reindeer?
Well, I said Prancer, but I'm trying to think of other ones.
No.
Not Prancer.
That one. Oh, Donner. Donner and Donner.
That's right. Donna. Good. An animal that likes bamboo and cater to others' weaknesses.
Panda.
Right. And here's your last one. Fill in the blank. Santa blank California. And your second clue is nickname.
Monica.
Santa Monica is right.
Oh. You're right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm done.
And you also get some things from us. For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. You have lots of puzzles to play with. Now, you mentioned podcast, Chris. That's how you listen to us?
That's correct.
Do you ever listen to your radio station down there?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's, what is that, WVTW?
That's correct, yeah.
All right.
WVTW.
All right, give a shout-out to each delivery systems of Weekend Edition Sunday's Puzzle. Chris McKibben from Charlottesville, Virginia. You're fine. You're great. Thanks for playing with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your help.
All right. Good luck. Now, Will, a challenge for next week, and I always get scared when you're at one of your events because they tend to be hard.
It's a very pretty puzzle from Jed Martinez from Margate City, Florida. Take the letters in the word marionettes, which is M-A-R-I-O-N-E-T-T-E-S. Rearrange them to spell the names of two animals that are related. What are they? So again, the word is marionettes. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell the names of two animals that are related. What animals are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can call you at about that time, because we will, if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, have fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.